Hey ladies, it's the PPP Podcast with your host Money, the lounge for the poised, paid, and prospering woman. It has everything you need in female entrepreneurism. In the lounge, let me take you through my sizable risks, tremendous rewards, and greatest challenges that established my career, as well as the balance I had to initiate while still remaining poised, paid, and prosperous. Female Rang, enterprises are steadily growing all over the world, contributing to household incomes and the growth of national economies. I will walk us through the successes of the fashion, apparel, and retail industries at the highest levels. Grow with me, ladies. Without further delay, here's another amazing episode of the PPP Podcast. Hey, you guys. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's episode 21. Yes, shout outs to me and shout outs to y'all. We're growing strong. So today I just want to talk about just like a little bit of piggyback off the last episode, but just like full transparency of what I've been going through. You guys, you have to be able to listen, work under pressure. When they throw you a curveball, you got to be able to duck. I'll catch it. And that's the best way I could say it. When life give you lemons, they say make lemonade, right? But with this, it's like it's curveballs. At the curveballs, you have to be able to catch it or duck it. You get what I'm saying? You have to be able to do one or the other because you're going to get hit.
If you don't,
you're going to get hit and you don't want to get hit. And I say this from my perspective, y'all, I'm a crybaby. And a lot of people will never, ever, ever really see that side of me. But, you know, you guys have heard me cry on pods. I'm super, super transparent. But, you know, they be like, oh, you going to boss up or you going to cry? And I be like, first of all, I'm going to do both. Because crying is therapeutic, right? Crying allows me to be able to express myself. And if you haven't, right? Go back and listen to one of my pods that says entrepreneurs have feelings or emotions. Entrepreneurs have emotions too. So it's like once you are able to be comfortable within, you know, your space and, you know that it's okay to have emotions. Everything is not going to be rainbows and sunshine. And it's okay to like express yourself. Like nothing is wrong with expressing your feelings in the ways that you know how. You understand? And like people always be trying to tell me, oh, don't cry. Like, no, I'm going to cry. Like, I feel sad. I feel upset or I'm frustrated. And this is the way that I need to let out my feelings. Simple as that. I am a crybaby. And I don't cry to everyone. Like, I'm not sitting here crying to the world or crying about my situation because I'm always going to boss up. I'm always going to find a solution to my problem. But I'm going to cry. I'm going to talk about it maybe or maybe not. But then I come to the pod and I'm just like, I got to get it out. I've been having a lot of curveballs being thrown at me literally the whole month of June. The first week of June was cool. But see, week two, well, going into week three, oh, it's been crazy. The last 2 to 3 weeks have been, I mean, wild. Curveball after curveball after curveball. But like I said, I've been catching them. Like, and I'm not even ducking this smoke. I can't. You know, it's like when I said earlier, you know, you have to be able to catch it, catch the curveballs or duck it. I can't duck it because they be coming so fast. All I could do is catch it. And I'm not going to lie. One of them hit me. I'm not going to lie. One of the curveballs did hit me. But, you know, that pain that from getting hit, right? It's just going to teach me to do better. And I've learned, you know, everything that I go through, I make sure that I take the good out of it because I always say L's are not losses, they're lessons. So with that being said, I'm always trying to learn from my situations and my circumstances. Whatever I go through, we got to find a resolution to it. But also, what did we get from this? How did it make us better? What are we going to do differently? And some things you can't even if you do try and do something different, you know, you might still get the same result. Being that I am an employer, a lot of my curveballs really come from, like, other people. It's not necessarily me. So like last episode, I was telling you guys about someone that had worked for me previously and I re-employed them. And I'm telling you guys, do not rehire people that have worked for you before, especially if, you know, the reason or way that they quit it, or you had to let them go. And so with that being said, I lost her, right, on one day, which was like 1 week, right? And then this week came, I lost her. And then you guys, I was traveling. I've been traveling a lot. I lost her while I couldn't even do anything, right? I'm gone. I can't even fill in the gap because I'm not even there to do that. So business just closed. Revenue was just lost or not made. Because if people always say, oh, well, you know, lost money that wasn't made is not lost. But in my mind, I said this before on a pod, that I know, you know, if my business is open, then I'm going to make money. And if I'm closed, that means I'm losing money. Whether it was made or not, it's lost because I didn't make it. If that makes sense for the people in the background. So I had been traveling. I couldn't come in. And on top of all that, you guys, I'm like, okay, well, I could still do interviews. Like, she loved, but I could do interviews because I do a lot of virtual interviews, especially when I'm not in New Orleans. But y'all, guess what I did? You won't fucking believe it. Lost my damn laptop. I mean, and how you lose a whole MacBook? Like, I can't believe I did that goofy ass shit. But it was just so much was happening. I was in the airport, wasn't even supposed to be in that location. I was supposed to be somewhere else, and they had bad weather where I was going, so they diverted the flight because they couldn't land there, and they sent us somewhere else, and I was at that airport for about 8 hours. So me being me, right, I'm trying to maximize the time that I have, right? I don't want to just be sitting there looking at the people in the area. I'm like, let me go ahead and set up some interviews. And that's what I was doing, emailing, setting up interviews. And I had the laptop charging because I had been working on it for a little while. It ended up dying. Time went by, and guess what? I got on a damn plane and left the laptop sitting on the seat charging. Y'all, I'm not going to lie, I'm heartbroken, but I've gotten another laptop, right? I've gotten another laptop. And truth be told, I had insurance on that flight, so yeah, I'm working on all the documents so that they can reimburse me, because we gonna figure something out. Because if I was never there and it would have never took 8 hours to bring me where I needed to go at, I would have never lost the laptop. So truth be told, I mean, it's kind of my fault, but it's kind of like the airline fault. Shit. I ain't taking that charge. I want to be reimbursed for my MacBook. That's a MacBook. I have a lot of documents on there that I still cannot recover. Now, the pictures and everything, that stuff, you know, that's in the cloud. That'll come back for the most part. But my documents, like, I'm still trying to find out how do I get my old documents. Like, I need that. I mean, I'm not going to die without it, but it's like, I want them. I need them. Where are they? Let's recover them. So somebody's going to recover the money, the funds, to pay me back for my laptop. But I couldn't even, like, record. That's why I've been behind, because I didn't have a laptop. When I tell y'all, it was just like, thing after thing, her quitting, then my flight getting diverted somewhere else. I'm not supposed to be, losing my laptop, like, and I woke up and I wouldn't even realize I lost my laptop had I not been trying to record the pod. I was trying to record my pod when I woke up, and I'm just like, I felt my bag a little light, but I didn't really think nothing of it. Sure enough, whole laptop gone. I was so sad. I cried about it. I cried. I did. I'm not gonna lie. I cried about it, but you know, it's replaceable. I can replace it like I did. And now we're recording and I'm back. I'm getting back into the groove. But you know, I had to use my phone because my iPad wasn't around me. I had to use my phone to set up you know, interviews and everything, and to even do this right here. You know, like, listen, I'm gonna work with what I got. I'm gonna do the best that I can. You know, I'm gonna do the best that I can. I'm gonna work with what I got. But as a business owner, right, our laptop, our phones are our lives. And you know, people, like, I'm one of those people where I just be like, you know, people be too much on their phone. People be too much on their phone. But like, I'm not like social media on my phone. Like, I'm on the phone, like, taking care of business. I'll be at a restaurant, at a bar, but I'm working. And, like, I'm not going to lie, one of my friends was like, I shouldn't even bring my laptop, you know, because I was on vacation. And I'm like, well, I bring my laptop on every vacation I go on, because even though, you know, I have people that work for me and things are in place and on autopilot, I still be wanting to do whatever I can do on my downtime. Like, my work is my life. And yes, I'm on vacation and I'm enjoying myself, but I still like to just have some security in my brain. And, you know, people on the outside be trying to feel like, you know, like, oh, well, you know, you shouldn't go on vacation. If you're on vacation, you shouldn't have to do no work. And it's like, I don't have to do work, but I want to have my laptop in case I want to do work, in case I feel like, you know, I'm not being productive or something. You know, like, everybody does things their own way, and you got to kind of let people be people. And I brought my laptop. But had I not had it, right, I wouldn't have lost it. But then I wouldn't have got work and shit done. Like I needed my laptop because the girl quit. So I needed to set up interviews. You get what I'm saying? It's like, you got to make it make sense, and you got to do what's best for you. And I'm a person that I'm working wherever I'm at. If I got the time to get things done, trust and believe, I'm going to get things done. I just try and be as productive as I can. Only because time is of essence, you know. That's one thing we can't get back. And I do waste a lot of time. I'm not going to lie. I am kind of wasteful when it comes to time. But when I'm cracking down and I have time to get things done, trust me, I'm doing that. I am doing what I have to do to maximize the time when I'm ready to maximize it. But yeah, like, I lost my whole laptop. I lost the employee and lost my laptop. Shit. Y'all. And I could go on and on and on and on about it. And on and on and on and on about it. But it's like, this is what I have to do. Like, this is my life. This is my life. This is my life. This is how I live. And I'm going to do whatever it takes. You get what I'm saying? Whatever it takes. And that'd be a lot of people's problem. Like, they don't do whatever it takes. They do enough to get by. Just enough to get by. Just enough to get by. I was hurt. I am hurt. I was devastated. Losing an employee, then losing my laptop. I haven't even been able to order inventory because my mind has been so consumed and cluttered with, like, just all of this. Like, so much. Too much. Like, I can't even breathe properly because it's just been so chaotic. Like, oh my God. Can I please get a break? Like, can I please get a break? And that's why, you know, I be wanting people to understand, like, being a boss, it is tough. It's hard. I don't care what these people on the internet make y'all think. I am here to tell you, this shit is not easy, and it's not for the weak, because if it was easy, everybody would be bosses. If it was easy, everyone would be doing it. If it was easy. But it's not. It's not. It's not at all. Boy, we gotta get it done. We gotta make sure shit get done. We gotta make sure the shit get done. Because who gonna cover for me? Drake said, I'm the only one that get the job done. I don't know what that could cover for me. And that's facts. No one can do me like me. No one is going to get the jobs done like me. And I could get an assistant. Because people are like, oh, you need to get an assistant. Or, oh, you need a manager. Yes, I could get all those things. But you know what? I'm still going to bring my laptop. I'm still going to want to do certain things. I'm still going to want to be a part of the things that I need to be a part of. Do you understand what I'm saying? So after I lose my laptop, y'all, lose the employee, lose the laptop. Oh my God. I lose my laptop, right? I lose the employee. So then I get back to New Orleans. And not even before I could even get back to New Orleans. Let me make sure the timeline is correct, right? Because I don't want to lie to you guys. I lost the laptop. No, I lost the employee. tell y'all right now. I lost the employee. I lost the laptop. And guess what? Then I lost another employee. Like, all in 1 week. Like, all in 1 week. No, I'm lying. So, the second week of June, I lost one employee. The third week in June, I end up losing my... Wait, no. Let's make sure I got it clear. The third week of June, I lost an employee. The fourth week in June, because, like, June had, like, almost, like, 5 weeks. Like, the first week was, like, a week. So, the fourth week, I lost my laptop, and I lost another employee. And I lost that other employee because her car not working. Her car did something, and she was at my other location. So, I lose a girl at my West Bank location. This is my other girl at my Kendall location. Something happens with her car, and I'm like, well, are you able to Uber to work? She's like, yeah. But she kind of felt like, and she told me, she felt like I was being insensitive. But I'm like, how am I being insensitive? It's a job. Like, I'm asking, are you able to Uber to work? Like, are you going to be able to come into work? She's like, yeah, because I'm like, I need you to work. Like, I don't have no one else to open. So, you know, she's like, oh, well, I'm going to drop my car off. I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. Mind you, this female let me know that she lives. Her actual home is like maybe 15, 20 minutes away, but she stays by her grandmother sometimes, which is 5 minutes away. And it was just like, you could be by your grandmother, still come to work, because you got to get your car fixed. So it's like, and I always tell people, it's not what you do, it's how you do it. But you chose to just say, F me, F the company, your job, and the place that you shop, or whatever the case may be, and just quit the day of your shift. Literally at 11:15, I'm not coming in. I'm going to turn in my key. You can pay me X, Y, and Z. And it's just like, well, damn. You just told me on Saturday, you know, everything was going to be fine because this was like Father's Day weekend. And she quit. She came to work on Tuesday. She was like, everything was fine. So she ended up quitting on Wednesday. And it's just like, damn. And I was literally on my way to the store to talk to her because the type of person I am, like, If you need help, I'll give you the help. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be like, you know, because if you have a way to come to work, your car is fixed, then I have somebody to be at the store, right? So I was trying to figure out, like, what could I have done to help her? She didn't even let me. I couldn't even make it to the store. Like, and I told her, I said, I couldn't even make it to the store to even offer you any help, to even compensate for Ubers. Like, I don't mind doing it. I'm not going to go above and beyond, but, like, I'll do the best that I can because that's how... That's the gratitude, and that's how appreciative I am of my employees. But they don't appreciate that. Like, even though I try and show my gratitude and appreciation the best way that I know how, they still say F me. Fuck you. Fuck this business. Fuck what you got going on. So I end up losing her, right? I lost her on Wednesday, and I literally was on my way to the store. So it's like, okay, cool. So I lost one employee, lose my laptop, lose another employee. I'm like, man, osa. Like, we gonna get it done. We gonna get it fixed. It's gonna get rectified. And baby, it literally just was like issue after issue after issue. But these are things I cannot control. I can't make a female stay at work. She's like, you know, I love my job. It's not that. I feel like you was insensitive because, like, I told her on Saturday that I was gonna need her to work the full week. Because the other female that was working part-time with her got another job. And then the other female was going to be traveling or whatever. So I'm like, just this week right here, you know, I'm going to just need you for full-time. So she was like, okay, fine. So then that night, that's what she told me. She realized something was wrong with her car. So I'm like, well, you're going to have Sunday and Monday. Not Father's Day. It was not Father's Day. It was Father's Day. It was Father's Day and Juneteenth. Yeah, so this happened. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Father's Day was on that Sunday. I'm lying. It was not Juneteenth. Father's Day was on that Sunday. So we was closed on Sunday and we closed typically on Monday. So she came to work on Tuesday. She was a little late. And then I'm like, I said, I was trying to come on Wednesday. And it was like, you know, I couldn't make it. So I'm just like, okay, cool. Like, I couldn't even have the conversation with her. We end up having a conversation like a week later. And she did apologize because I'm like, don't call me insensitive because you didn't even let me be empathetic with you. But she felt like I still wanted her to come to work because, which I did. She was like, but I was understanding because the other girl got a job and, you know, the other one couldn't work. But I'm like, listen, you been knew that this other girl was getting a job because she wasn't getting that many hours. I was giving you, trying to give you more hours between you. It's three of y'all there. It's only open 6 days. So she was getting 1 day while I'm trying to give you 4 to 5 days, or, you know, give the other two girls 1 day. So it's like, okay, she was getting another job, but she thought the job was, the other female thought the job was going to be part-time when it technically was full-time. So it's just like, okay, cool. It was only going to be that 1 week. It was only going to be for that 1 week that she was going to be working, you know, that full week. Mind you, just 2 weeks ago, she was going to do a drill and was going to be off for 2 whole weeks. And it's just like, you had to work with me. But these females are so fucking entitled. Everyone is so entitled, but you asking me for a job. You're asking me to give you a job, but you want to feel like you come to work when you want to because you got all these other things to do. Like, what? That is so, so insensitive. And that's what I explained to her. I'm like, you are insensitive calling me insensitive because I run a business. And you work here. I give you a job. I need you to come and do your job. When, if you got car issues, baby, this is how you make your money, to fix your car issues. But you couldn't even let me come in and ask you if you needed anything to go towards your car, right? Or if you even needed Uber money. Like, what? I would have Ubered you back and forth to work. Okay. So she ended up coming in. We talking. We talked about it like a week later. And she did apologize because she was like, you know, I didn't really think about how I hindered the business because you quit in right before Essence Festival. Essence Festival, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and they got Monday, but it's really Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and before the 4th. So it's like, God damn. But, you know, God works his way around things. God just be showing me, like, this is what you do, and this is what you don't, and this is what society has now. Like, we don't have people that really know how to communicate. Like, it's just, he's just showing me. As a business owner, this is just a part of it. So I lose employee A, lose the laptop, then I lose employee B, who is in Kenner. Can I get a break? Can I get a good prayer for strength and prosperity? Can I get a prayer for patience and understanding? Can I get a prayer for, listen, not going crazy and haywire? Because listen, I can't get mad. I cannot get mad. She quit, she quit. But I always tell people, it's not what you do, it's how you do it. And because she did have that conversation with me, I was like, you know what? The fact that you were woman enough to come in and have the conversation with me, because I didn't do you anything. You get me? I just scheduled you your normal schedule. Well, I scheduled you a little bit more this week, only 6 days. And you felt like I was being insensitive, but I felt like you was being insensitive. But we were able to talk like adults. And that's all I really be wanting. She was like, I don't want it to be like, you know, it's bad blood. I don't like to leave employers like that. I could have given a 2 weeks notice or a week notice. I always shop here. And I'm just like, there you have it. And you never want to just quit like that, especially with like local businesses like myself, where you don't have to go through these extreme hiring processes. You might be down on your ass and need a job, and I'm the only thing that could give you a job quick, fast, and I already need the money. But because you spit on me, I'm not going to spit on you. I just won't even acknowledge it. You get what I'm saying? And that's kind of what I was like with the first female. You needed this job, and I gave you back your job, and then you spit on me, slapped me in my face. You damn near ran me over with your car, basically. All these things you did that hurt me and hurt my business. You will never be able to get another job with me. Ever. She could be on fire, and I probably wouldn't even, like, spit on her or piss on her. That sounds hurtful, but I'm hurt. I'm a human. I'm just a business person. I'm just a business owner. But I have feelings. I have emotions. I've been dealing with curveball after curveball after curveball after curveball after fucking curveball. So employee B quit. So I had already kind of like started doing the interview process this week right here. That's why it kind of like shocked me, because Wednesday I had interviews. Like, I was interviewing girls, so I ended up hiring girls. Like, as quick as you lose them, you can replace them. But I don't like that, to keep training people, bringing people into my business, training them, teaching them everything. I don't like to keep doing it. Get the job, chill, stay, relax, enjoy it. But they always find a shit to fucking leave for or quit for. But B, employee B, as we had to talk, it's like, okay, I get it. You're about to start school. You are in the military. You also do these other gigs. But you could have waited and, you know, gave me a little grace and gave me some time. This is not the end. I got more to tell y'all. So just stay tuned for the next episode, because it's been a lot. I can't even get it all in this episode right here. But I told y'all on last episode, don't rehire anyone that you have previously hired. When you see the red flags, believe them. When people start to show you themselves immediately, go. Let them go. Kick them out. Go. Bye. Leave. Fire them. Losing my laptop? I'm going to figure that out. We got a new one. We're recording. We back in the studio. Period. We back recording. Period. Me losing employee B, it's like, goddamn, I need a break. But just wait till I tell y'all about this shit in the next episode. Oh, Lord. Being a boss costs. You got to work hard and play hard. Till next time, you guys.
You've just listened to another episode of the PPP Podcast with Money, the lounge for the poised, paid, and prospering woman. The PPP Podcast was recorded live in a studio with final editing before uploading. Subscribe today to the PPP Podcast for more incredible content. Don't miss the next episode of the PPP Podcast with Money on all mainstreaming platforms.